Welcome back to the Urology Care Podcast. On today's episode, we'll be discussing diagnosing and treating kidney stones. As a friendly reminder, you can learn more about today's topic and download free patient education fact sheets and patient guides by visiting urologyhealth.org. Urine contains many dissolved minerals and salts. When the urine has high levels of minerals and salts, hard stones can form. These stones can be silent or very painful. Kidney stones come in many different types and colors. There are four main types of stones. Calcium stones. Calcium stones are the most common type of kidney stone. There are two types of calcium stones, calcium oxalate and calcium phosphate. Calcium oxalate is by far the most common type of calcium stone. Some people have too much calcium in their urine, raising their risk of calcium stones. Uric acid stones. Uric acid is a waste product that comes from chemical changes in the body. Uric acid crystals do not dissolve well in acidic urine and instead will form a stone. Having acidic urine may come from being overweight, chronic diarrhea, type 2 diabetes, gout, and a diet that is high in animal protein and low in fruits and vegetables. This is not a common type of stone. Struvite infection stones. These stones are related to chronic urinary tract infections, UTIs. People who get chronic UTIs, such as those with long-term tubes in their kidneys or bladders, or with poor bladder emptying from neurological disorders, paralysis, multiple sclerosis, and spina bifida, are at the highest risk for these stones. Struvite stones are not common. Cysteine stones. Cysteine is an amino acid that is in certain foods. It is one of the building blocks of protein. Cystinuria, too much cysteine in the urine, is a rare inherited metabolic disorder. It is when the kidneys do not reabsorb cysteine from the urine. When high amounts of cysteine are in the urine, it causes stones to form. Cysteine stones often start to form in childhood. These are a rare type of stone. Stones in the kidney may not cause any symptoms and can go undiagnosed. When a stone leaves the kidney, it travels to the bladder through the ureter. Often the stone can become lodged in the ureter. When the stone blocks the flow of urine out of the kidney, it can cause the kidney to swell, causing a lot of pain. Common symptoms of kidney stones are a sharp, cramping pain in the back and side, often moving to the lower abdomen or groin. Some women say the pain is worse than childbirth labor pains. The pain can start suddenly and come in waves as the body tries to get rid of the stone. Silent kidney stones, those that cause no symptoms, are only found when an X-ray is taken during a health exam. Most people have their stones diagnosed when sudden pain occurs while the stone is passing. If the location of your kidney stone or stones is complex, other imaging tests may be done. A urine analysis, urine test, is often part of the exam to learn if there is an infection. Treatment depends on the type of stone you have, its size, location, and how long you've had symptoms. There are different treatments to choose from. It helps to talk with your healthcare provider about which option is best for you. Often, you can drink more water and simply wait for the stone to pass through your urine. Smaller stones are more likely than larger stones to pass on their own. You may need pain medication if you feel pain. Certain medications have been shown to improve chance that a stone will pass. The most common medication prescribed for this reason is tamsulosin. Tamsulosin, Flomax, relaxes the ureter, making it easier for the stone to pass. Surgery may be needed to remove a stone from the ureter or kidney if the stone fails to pass. The pain is too great to wait for the stone to pass. The stone is affecting kidney function. An imaging test is done before surgery to make sure the stone hasn't moved or passed. The different types of surgeries available to remove a stone are shockwave lithotripsy, SWL, is used to treat stones in the kidney and ureter. Shockwaves are focused on the stone using X-rays or ultrasound to pinpoint the stone. Repeated firing of shockwaves on the stone usually causes the stone to break into small pieces. These smaller pieces of stones pass out in the urine over a few weeks. Ureteroscopy, URS, is used to treat stones in the kidney and ureter. URS involves passing a very small telescope, ureteroscope, into the bladder, up the ureter, and into the kidney. The ureteroscope lets the urologist see your stone without cutting you. Once your urologist sees the stone with the ureteroscope, a small basket-like device grabs the smaller stones and removes them. If a stone is too large, it can be broken into pieces. Rigid telescopes are used for stones in the lower part of the ureter, near the bladder. Flexible telescopes are used to treat stones in the upper ureter and kidney. Percutaneous nephrolithotomy, PCNL, is the best treatment for large stones in the kidney. General anesthesia is needed to do a PCNL. PCNL involves making a half-inch incision cut in the back or side, just large enough to allow a rigid telescope, nephroscope, to be passed into the hollow center part of the kidney where the stone is. An instrument passed through the nephroscope breaks up the stone and suctions out the pieces. The ability to suction pieces makes PCNL the best treatment choice for large stones. Open, laparoscopic, or robotic surgery may be used if all other options don't work, but this is rarely done. And finally, thank you for listening. This podcast has been brought to you by the Urology Care Foundation, the official foundation of the American Urological Association. For more information on today's topic and for all things urology health, visit urologyhealth.org. That's urologyhealth.org.